It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista in the Morning Rush.
Each and every week, we have a segment that is dedicated to keeping the ladies of Madtown fit and fabulous, and the men too. I love it when we have this guy on the show. He's our favorite personal trainer. We've got Hans from In Pursuit Fitness Training. Hey, Hans.
Good morning, Tracy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Are you starting to wonder if Krista's ever going to come back?
I don't know.
She was gone the last time I was on the show, and I know she's been back since then. But I'm not going to take it personal, Krista. I'm sure this isn't a personal thing. You're doing your thing, but I hope to hear you back on the airwaves soon. But until then, Tracy, you're rocking it.
Thank you. And I always love it. If I'm going to, do the show solo, I love when you're on because, sometimes it's a little nerve-wracking doing it on your own. So you always make me feel comfortable.
Well, good. That is part of my job, and let's keep rolling with it.
All right. Hey, so what are we going to talk about today?
So, Tracy, earlier this week, I was listening to one of the guys that I listen to in my industry. His name is Todd Durkin, and he was on Instagram Live earlier this week, and he did this thing, and in the middle of his message, he was saying, he's like, you know what, guys, you need to, in all this craziness of life, you need to own your routine. Own your routine.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, you need to own your routine. And he said it three times. He said it really slow. I don't know if I did it justice there, but the way he did that really started to sink into my head of like, yeah, put all the other stuff aside. What does it mean to own your routine? Because in the light, in all the craziness that we're going through, also, by the way, heading into the holidays, which we talked about last time,
yep.
There's so many things we can't control. I think it's a good time to audit where we're at and make sure that we are owning our routine because it's going to look different for everybody. So I'd like to talk about routines today.
Okay. And again, I love when you're on the show because you always hold me accountable and that's what I love. So yeah, let's talk about routines for sure. I know it's difficult.
It is. And you're right. It is a little bit about accountability. And I'm happy to throw that out to any of the other listeners too that want to just kind of spitball some ideas because the problem with routines is that we get stuck in a routine. And if we get stuck in a routine, days, weeks, months, maybe even years go by and we haven't changed anything. And we wonder why things aren't changing. And it's like, well, because we're not changing things. And so the goal today is to say, where am I at? But then, the backdrop of all this is, where do I want to go? And if I want to be a better runner, be more disciplined in the kitchen. I want to spend more time with my family. Well, if that's your end goal, mm-hmm. what are the routines we need to put in place to get that done? So that's where we'll go.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about my routine a little bit and then I'd love to get some advice from you. Basically, in the morning, each and every day I'm in a rush because I get here so early.
Yeah.
And I pretty much have a full day. I mean, literally, I don't get home sometimes until maybe 6 or 7 o'clock at night. I'm finding that my routine as far as running has gone away. So how do I balance working, personal life, and getting my runs in? Because right now it's just not happening.
That's okay. So there's multiple things going on there. And that's actually, I did want to start. So let me back up for a second. So I definitely want to talk about the running, but your morning routine. So ballpark, what time do you get to the radio station in the morning?
Around 5:30.
5:30 a.m. So
yeah.
Like what time are you waking up and what is your morning routine like for getting to the office at 5:30?
So I try to wake up around 4:15. Pretty much my routine in the morning, I already have like some snacks, lunch packed out. I always do a protein shake in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm literally rushing out the door. And then sometimes, the protein shake helps because I probably am not going to have anything to eat for a few hours, because you're just so focused on what you're doing, in the show. And then,
Let me stop you right there. So that's good. I think I heard enough because I get a little worried when you say I rush out the door. So I'll tell you about my routine. So, I'm similar to you. Actually, I'm usually got clients actually more like at 5 o'clock. So it doesn't really matter when you get there. The point is I get up really early. I get up more like in the 3:30 time frame because mm-hmm. I've learned that I need like an hour just to wake up because, similar to you, it depends how much time you need to get yourself up and ready to go to be on the air. But I need that time in the morning. And so when you're telling me you're rushing out of the house, Do you feel like your morning routine kind of gets you ready for the day, or do you feel like you're a day late and a dollar short every morning?
A day late and a dollar short. You're right. Yeah.
We're not trying to, you know, expose you here too much to your listeners who love you at 6 a.m. when you hit the radio. But, you know, this is good, Tracy. So let me ask you this. What is one thing that you could add to your morning routine that would make you leave the house feeling a little bit more, quote unquote, refreshed?
Well, it's key what you had just said, like the time that you get up. If I could get up a little bit earlier and have that time, you know, to do things, to get certain things done, I think I would feel better about that for sure.
And a lot of people would hear that and be like, oh, gosh, you know, 15 minutes, like, how can I get up even earlier than what I do? You know, there's some truth to that. But the other side of that is, you know, sometimes we worry that we'll fill all the time. You know, if you give yourself 15 more minutes, you'll just fill it with other things and you'll still find yourself rushed, you know? So I would say yes, but try that 15 minutes earlier and then just, you know, find some type of routine where maybe instead of rushing out of the house, your final thing is I'm just going to sit down on the couch for 2 minutes.
Right.
Like that. You've got 2 minutes. I know you do.
Right.
And you take 2 minutes and you just think through things. You're like, okay, you know, that might be one way to add, you know, into your morning routine again, to make the rest of the day go better, because when we're rushing, you know, something's going to get dropped. We're going to drop the ball somewhere. So that's where I start with my routines is, you know, I'm happy with my morning routine, and I would encourage most people to start there. Cause when you look into some of the research of this stuff, that's where the most productive people are spending their time and their efforts is mastering that morning routine. So from two morning people, I think we're doing very well. So I don't mean to discourage you. I think you're doing very well. This is just basically tweaking your system.
No, I love it. I think you're absolutely right because it sets the tone for the rest of the day. I'm rushing out and I'm feeling, you know.
Go ahead.
I try to get done as much as I can the night before, you know, but ultimately you're right. If I added on 15 or 20 minutes earlier to get up, I wouldn't be rushing as I do.
And again, the whole thing with routines is not add something else to your schedule, but I mean, do things a little differently. Like I said, maybe it's sitting down and just taking an inventory that you have everything.
Right.
Maybe it is getting up 15 minutes earlier and just giving yourself a little bit more of a buffer. But the other thing you talked about is running. So, you know, I don't want to sit here today and tell people what to do from a fitness perspective. I want this to be more of a 30,000 foot view overview of, you know, your wellness, your routine, but we know that you enjoy your running. So tell me a little bit about your running routine and what that's been like.
Well, it's been difficult, and that's why it's not even about like the running or like my distance or anything like that. It's like it's fallen out of the routine because I feel like I can't fit it in right now, you know, because I am rushing out, you know, or I am getting back so late in the day that I feel like, you know, each day I'm like, okay, I'm going to get a run in. But literally, if you're gone for the whole day until 6 or 7.
Where does it happen?
Where? Yeah.
So again, if you take that thing, Tracy as a runner, and you jump up to 30,000 feet, I say, well, maybe it doesn't need to be running, because if you start feeling guilty about not getting a run in, we're getting counterproductive, right? What's the end goal? The end goal is I want to be healthy. I want to be fit. The end goal is not I want to run, you know, the New York Marathon. The end goal is I just want to be healthy and fit. And
right.
So if this current season of your life says running isn't happening, then you give yourself a break. You say, let's reset. Let's put running aside and let's maybe find another form of fitness that doesn't require having all the right clothes, getting outside, going for 40 minutes. Maybe you don't have 40 minutes anymore because that's what I'm hearing you say. So maybe your fitness routine, not necessarily your running routine, but maybe your fitness routine is I'm just going to go for a 10-minute walk just to get my mind realized, hey, this is something I really miss. And, you know, for some things, the routine is about the motivation. It's like, let me put running aside, let me walk so that I can realize how much I love being outside, how much I miss, you know, not doing this walk for 10 minutes, but running for 30. And then all of a sudden you start to audit. I used that word earlier. You audit and take a look at where is my schedule at so that I can say, okay, I miss that running. Here's where I could fit it in tomorrow. And like you do with your nutrition, you start planning the day before and all of a sudden you can change your routine by taking a look at your entire schedule. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I think it helps those out there who don't have a routine, right? Like where they can start to get one.
That's absolutely right. And I get that a lot. You know, a lot of people, you know, they want to do something new. And again, I'm not here to give an exercise prescription today. We've done that plenty of times. But I mean, right. the place where you start this conversation of routines is, what do I want to accomplish at the end of the day, at the end of the week, at the end of the month, at the end of, you know, 2020, whatever you're at, where do you want to be? And then kind of work backwards and say, I want to, you know, I want to eat better during the holidays. Okay, well, if you want to eat better, what is the routine that you could put in place now? If not, let me just go overhaul my entire kitchen and I'll, right. you know, start eating healthy 3 meals a day, 7 days a week. That's not going to serve anybody very well. But what for a routine like that, maybe it's something like I'm going to, you know, get a, you know, I'm going to go buy a brand new 32-ounce water bottle. I'm mm-hmm. going to fill it up at the start of the day. And my goal is to finish it by the end of the day. Because what we know is, drinking water is something a lot of us lack, and it's, you know, they call it the nutrient of life. That could be a small step. Does it make you overall healthier? Probably not a ton healthier.
Right.
But you know what it does? It puts you in a routine and a mindset that, hey, it's noon and I've only got like 10 ounces of this water drink, and I better pick it up here. And so all of a sudden you're starting to use that routine to fuel other aspects of your day.
So Hans, we're going to have to be finishing up here, but you know, I want to leave people with, routines are just so overwhelming. Like any last words on like how you can make it not feel like so much work?
Yeah. So I've said a couple words, and I think the big words for this are, let's see, the three words. One, begin with the end in mind. What is your end goal? Then from there, you go back and audit where you're at. And literally this might be an exercise, mental exercise, of 30 to 60 minutes of really digging deep into where you want to be for the end of the year, and then where you're at from a rhythm standpoint. I actually just did an Instagram post last night in preparing for this, and it's I posted Ben Franklin. You know Ben Franklin, right?
Yeah.
So I posted his morning routine. I'm sorry, his daily routine. And if you go look at that Instagram post at Hans Schiefelbein or In Pursuit Training, you'll see how simple his routine was. And I think we can all say that guy got a ton of stuff done. But take an audit of where you're at, where you want to go, and break it down into the most simple terms. But again, use that water as an example. You know, if I want to be more fit, I need to drink more water so that I have the right energy. If I want to get more done at work, I need to know what are the projects I need to work on? How do I need to schedule my time? So it's one of those things, again, where we work backwards. I said the three words. The end goal, take an audit, and then keep it simple. That KISS method, keep it simple, stupid. And so I'll just leave you with this. If anybody wants to have conversations about this, your routine, I put a challenge out there on Instagram called Hashtag My Ben Franklin Routine. I would love to have these discussions. Nice. Because when you see what other people are doing,
yeah,
you can start getting an idea of where you want to go and be inspired and motivated that way.
And Hans, where can people find you on Instagram?
At In Pursuit Training is the best place to go.
All right, Hans, thank you so much. You are so fabulous. I love it when you join me. I love talking to you. You get me motivated. I'm motivated now.
Tracy, have a great holiday, and I will talk to you soon, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
All right, thanks. Thanks for joining us on Fit and Fabulous on 93.1 Jams.